A Vancouver Island man serving a life sentence for bludgeoning to death his common-law wife and her four children with an axe has been denied day parole. In its decision, the Parole Board of Canada said David John Gorton, 63, will present an undue risk to society if released on day parole. Despite making progress in prison, the board said it is mindful of the gravity of his crime. You have demonstrated the capacity for extreme violence, including the most egregious form of violence in light of your conviction for first-degree murder, and the young age of the victims, wrote the two-person board in its August decision. The impact of your actions is profound and has caused serious harm. Gorton, then 37, admitted to killing his common-law wife Heidi Challand, 28, and her children Robert Shorter, 12, David Challand, 9, Calvin Challand, 6, and 2-year-old Jewel Challand in September 1997 because he suspected she was having an affair. He killed them with an axe as they slept, cleaned himself up, and checked into a motel. Days later, Gorton's parents found the grisly murder scene and called police, prompting a search with a helicopter and police dogs. Gorton, a newspaper delivery man, was arrested over 24 hours later in a Courtenay motel. In December, he pleaded guilty to first-degree murder in the five deaths. He admitted to police he snaps when confronted with suspicions his partners were having affairs. Gorton grew up in a loving home without abuse or neglect, noted the parole board. He has displayed genuine remorse and has participated and was receptive in counseling sessions. Since November 2017, Gorton has been housed in a minimum security facility, where he is employed. He also volunteers in the canteen. But the board also noted Gorton has a history of violence against intimate partners. In 1983, he served 2 years in prison after stabbing his then-wife with a knife. In 1977, a 17-year-old Gorton attacked his 16-year-old girlfriend at the time, stabbing her 19 times and leaving her for dead in the woods. She was able to crawl to a nearby road and get help. Gorton received 2 days in jail as a juvenile and was ordered to undergo psychiatric treatment, she told the court during his sentencing hearing. In all the attacks, Gorton believed the women were cheating on him. In his most recent psychological risk assessment in June, Gorton was found to have genuine remorse of his actions. The psychologist deemed his risk on day parole as moderate. Gorton told the parole board he understands he has defects in how he behaves in relationships and starts thinking violent thoughts and feels the world caving in when he senses a relationship is failing. He said he viewed Challand's children as an extension of Challand, which was perhaps why he also murdered them. He said his mindset at the time was to eliminate everything. Among the reasons for denying Gorton's parole was the lack of a viable release plan. Gorton has not been accepted at a community residential facility in the Fraser Valley, where he has said he'd like to live if out on day parole. CH Chan at postmedia.com